You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
You might have noticed that a lot of white people have been mad lately. I mean, okay, so maybe lately is the wrong word. Maybe forever is a better word. But they've been upset about a specific particular thing lately. And that's why I want to welcome you to The Griot Daily, the only podcast that'll tell you what's so bad about diversity, equity, and inclusion.
I'm world-famous white peopleologist Michael Harriet, and this is The Griot Daily.
Yeah, man, I know y'all heard it. White people have been mad about diversity, about what they call DEI initiatives. Florida, as you've probably heard, the dictator of Florida, Ron DeSantis, he's like getting rid of DEI initiatives out of the Florida higher education system. And it's a thing that's going around the country. It's been called like woke stuff. It's been called anti-white and anti-racist. Like, I don't know why white people want to be pro-racist. I thought we were past being pro-racist, but apparently not. But today we're going to talk about DEI and what's bad about it. Now, the first thing, of course, you know how we do, right? Like, when we begin, we like to define things, right? And I think everybody know what inclusion means. It means the act of including or welcoming something. Diversity. Now, what does diversity mean? Well, Merriam-Webster defines diversity as the condition of having or being composed of different elements. Also, the inclusion of people of different races. So you see what diversity means, right? And equity. Well, what's the definition of equity? Equity is justice according to a natural law or a right. So you have to have equity to achieve equality. Here's a good example, right? Have you ever seen the 100 meters in the Olympics? Everybody runs in a straight line, and whoever reaches the finish line first, they win. But if you notice, when they run the 200 meters or the 400 meters, the start is staggered. Some people are back further than some people on the inside of the curve. And the reason why is because if you run on the inside of a curve, you are actually running a shorter distance than you run if you run on the outside of the curve or the track. And so to adjust, they push the people on the inside lane further back than the people on the outside lane, so everybody will have to run the same distance. So for the race to be equal, they have to have equitable starting blocks. And so the same is true with diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? When you're building a company, you want your work staff to be diverse. Well, why is diversity important? Well, so let me tell you a story. When I went to Auburn, I was in a fraternity, and my fraternity had a service project. And there was one kid who just, I don't know, glommed on to me and my friend. And this kid, somebody when he was a kid taught him how to weld. So he could take old bicycle frames, weld them together, and make these 6-foot bicycles. But for the bicycles to work, he had to rig up this system of pulleys and bicycle chains that made the bicycles easy to pedal. Well, one day, my roommate was competing in this project that they have every year for a car. And you could create any kind of car that you wanted, but the competition was not how fast the car would go or who would win a race. It was how far the car could go on a given amount of power. So my friend, his group could not figure out how to power that motor to get those wheels moving. And this 12-year-old kid told him, hey, what if you don't use the motor to turn the wheels? What if you use the motor to push a pedal and you rig this system like I do on my bicycles up to the wheels, and the motor just has to push the pedals, which is easy, instead of turning the wheels? They did it, and my friend's team won that race that year. Now, this is an example of how diversity benefits a group or a team or a society. We like to think of diversity as being benevolent and gifting something to somebody, but in real life, right, the more diverse a group is, the better they are at handling problems, right? Like, you don't want to get lost in the woods and everybody is an engineer. You need some hunters. You need some people who know about plants. You need a diverse group. And companies and societies are like that, right? Like, they work better when they are more diverse. And so we ain't giving Black people no, you know, extra benefit when we make our staff diverse. We make the company better. And the people who are pushing back on it are people who never had to compete. They got to the race and they had the inside track, and they are arguing against staggering the starting blocks. They are arguing against equity. And because they are arguing against equity, they want a less inclusive space. And why? Because they got the inside lane. They got the inside track. And it's not just being, you know, white people aren't just born with money, because they're poor white people. But they have to navigate a society that has benefited them for since the beginning. They technically counted as more of a human being. The laws were constructed to benefit them. And so now that they're in a race, they don't want to have to race against people who are going to run the same distance. They are arguing against equality, right? And so that's why you see this push against diversity, equity, and inclusion. They'd rather starve. They'd rather their team lose the competition, because if they got to compete and they don't have that inside track, they might lose. And they'd rather stop you from being on the team than for them to lose. And that's how you got to understand this push, right? And it goes back, it predates like this woke stuff that they're talking about, right? It predates all of that, right? Like, that's why the founding fathers agreed, like, oh man, the people in the South, they don't want to have to run this race and pay the same taxes. So we're going to tax the people that they kidnapped and human trafficked as 3/5 of a person, right? When Black people fought for voting rights, they didn't want to run an equal race. They didn't want to have to exist in a political system that was equitable. So they said, well, yeah, we'll let the Black people vote, but we're going to push their starting block back further. They're going to have poll taxes. They're going to have a literacy test. They're going to have to do stuff that white people don't have to do. Why do we exclude the Black people but keep the white people included? Well, we'll create a clause that gives us the inside track. And the clause wouldn't be based on what we know about the Constitution or our literacy or whether we paid our poll taxes. It will be based on what our grandfathers did and who our grandfathers are. That's how the state of Louisiana created a grandfather clause. And that's what they're still arguing for. All of the efforts against diversity, equity, and inclusion are actually arguments for a grandfather clause to exclude white people from having to compete in an equitable race. And that's why you gotta tune into this podcast every day. That's why you got to tell a friend about it. And that's why you got to download the Grio app. And that's why we leave you with the saying. And today's saying is, all things being equal, white people ain't gonna like that. We'll see you next time on the Grio Daily. If you like what you heard, please give us a 5-star review, download the Grio app, subscribe to the show, and share it with everyone you know. Please email all questions, suggestions, and compliments to podcast@thegrio.com.
I'm political scientist, author, and professor, Dr. Christina Greer, and I'm host of The Blackest Questions on The Grio's Black Podcast Network. This person invented ranch dressing around 1950. Who are they?
I have no idea.
This all began as an exclusive Black History trivia party at my home in Harlem with family and friends. And they got so popular, it seemed only right to share the fun with our Grio listeners. Each week, we invite a familiar face on the podcast to play. What was the name of the person who was an enslaved chief cook for George Washington and later ran away to freedom? In 1868, this university was the first in the country to open a medical school that welcomed medical students of all races, genders, and social classes. What university was it?
No, this is why I like doing stuff with you, because I leave educated. I was not taught this in Alabama public schools.
Question number 3, you ready?
Yeah, let me try to redeem myself.
How did we go from Kwanzaa to, like, these obscure...
We got a sport, darling.
This is like the New York Times crossword from a Monday to a Saturday.
Right or wrong, because all we care about is the journey and having some fun while we do it.
I'm excited and also a little nervous.
Oh, listen, no need to be nervous. And as I tell all of my guests, this is an opportunity for us to educate ourselves, because Black history is American history. So we're just going to have some fun. Listen, some people get 0 out of 5. Some people get 5 out of 5. It doesn't matter. We're just going to be on a little intellectual journey together.
LaToya Cantrell?
That's right. Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
Hercules Posey.
Born in 1754, and he was a member of the Mount Vernon slave community, widely admired for his culinary skills.
I'm going to guess Afropunk.
Close. It's okay. Afronation. So according to my research, it's Samuel Wilson, a.k.a. Falcon.
Wrong. Wrong. I am disputing this.
I'm very, 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 very 99.9999 sure that it is Representative John Lewis, who is also from the state of Alabama. That lets you know, Christina, we got some goodness come out of Alabama.
There is something in the water in Alabama, and you are absolutely correct.
The harder they come.
Close.
Oh, wait. The harder they fall?
That's right. I'm one of those people that just changes one word.
I mean, I know the song too well.
I just don't know nothing today.
It's
I'm
going
to pour myself a little water while you tell me the answer.
The answer is Seneca Village, which began in 1825 with the purchase of land by a trustee of the AME Zion Church.
You know why games like this make me nervous? I don't know if I know enough Black. Do I know enough? How Black am I? Oh, my Lord. We gonna find out in public.
So give us a follow, subscribe, and join us on The Blackest Questions.